What's up?
In the famous words of our friend Dio, he began his segment last week. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, last week with the phrase, "Did y'all know?" Let me ask you a question, Dio. Did y'all know that Debo Sanders on all that shit and had 11 targets on his rejection? Did you know that San Francisco's secondary was just fucking god awful? Did you know that the secondary allowed Travis Kelce to go for 100 yards in the second? Oh, almost 100 yards in the second half. You Orlando face looking ass boy. Say, get back a motherfucker. I'm sorry for that get back. We can't see it.
You gotta stop, bro.
Okay.
You gotta stop.
Welcome
back to the Gag Old Podcast. This man is a fool. Very briefly, but I don't want to waste my time with such foolishness.
Nah, get that out the way now. Just get that out the way now.
Look here. Your wife's work husband is doing too much. It's okay. You gotta curse Usher out and give him the Hadouken. What you gotta do? Okay, yeah, man. Let's talk. That's all I'll say about that.
I thought the halftime performance was pretty damn good. I did not expect the first song to be caught up, but it was the first one. No one expected that. But hey, you know, it's Usher. Listen. The fact was it cringe worthy that he performed a song that's basically 20 years old with Alicia Keys? Yeah, pretty cringy for a halftime show. Pretty cringy. But if it was Beyonce on stage, I wouldn't be saying the damn thing. But yeah, whatever. Shout out to her for playing the guitar on, what song was she playing the guitar on? I forgot.
You Got It Bad.
Yeah, on You Got It Bad. Yeah, she played the song on You Got It Bad.
And let me tell you something. Hey, you know why Usher started that song?
Usher did that.
You want to know why he played? He started the whole performance with Carter. Got Kiki Palmer caught up. He got Kiki Palmer caught up. That's why.
But it was good to see Lil Jon and Ludacris at the end of the halftime show. We all knew Yeah was going to be the last song he performed. Everybody kept saying that Will I Am looked like CeeLo.
Nah, he's
evil, bro.
Niggas
going to hell.
Niggas like, Will I Am looked like CeeLo Green, bro. First of all, the fact that everybody thought that was CeeLo Green, I'm like, what song Usher made with CeeLo Green ever? Like, I never heard an Usher song with CeeLo Green. Now, if CeeLo Green, like, made a song with Usher, it would be a hit. I'll say that, but right now, you know, he didn't make no song with CeeLo Green. So, yeah, I knew it was Will I Am, because we all know Will I Am was that futuristic shit. So, and then, yeah, it was a good scene. Lil Jon and Ludacris, especially Lil Jon, man, looked like he lost hella weight. So, but next year, I'm I want this etched in stone. I want this manifested. Next year, Lil Wayne better do the Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans. That's a must.
They gonna bring out Master P and some own shit. We gonna see.
I don't want to see the No Limit Shoulder. I want to see Lil Wayne on stage with Cash Money Millionaires. But Wayne got to do the halftime show. He has to. It's in New Orleans. It is set up perfect for him. All he has to do, if he's still alive and don't have no relapse on drugs and remembers the majority of the songs, he needs to be Super Bowl halftime performer for Super Bowl 59.
I'm gonna be performing at the Super Bowl this year, and damn show because my man's hit on my show with one of I want him in the front row with his little pom poms on because he's one of my biggest. And I.
Lolo on his own. I fell on my daddy and all that. This weird.
Fell like my daddy. What's wrong with my daddy?
You know that weird. That's my dad. I don't know that weird verbatim brain interactions. I don't want to hear that.
What's wrong with fell like my daddy? That's all crazy.
Hey man. After that song dropped, they kiss. All right, I'm good.
If I were to rate this show, I wouldn't say it's my. It would be in my top 10, but it's not my top. It's not my top 3. I still say Prince and Promo. It has changed my mind. I do understand why he played Carter, because he got a lot of women caught up over. How much y'all bet when we saw that video of her in Vegas? Y'all hear?
And it's crazy. Now this nigga about to go on tour, and there'll be a whole record of women there and whatnot. So, you know.
His first stop is none other than
DC.
That's wild, bro.
His first stop is in DC.
The DMV about to go trying to crack his bro. All the DMV dogs gonna bust it open for us. They don't have that jump all fish.
But it's in the summertime, so. And this is the 20-year anniversary of Perfections?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord, here it goes.
I don't have Perfections here, but nah, I hit the note, and I shot the club up, bro. It'll be the concert, like, man, I'll try to be like Usher, man. I hit like 100 youngins in like 10 months, shot all the clubs, but, these my confessions, man. What the fuck did you say? What?
Look, man, I don't know.
You're a piece of murder rate, boy. These girls will kill me.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know any man in America that kisses Usher. Girl, hey, that's your fault. That's Usher.
Nah, y'all want to know who really be taking people, girl, without even trying at his concert? Keith Sweat.
Well,
Keith Sweat. I've actually witnessed dudes break up with a girl after taking to a Keith Sweat concert. Yo, I was working at MGM. Keith Sweat came on. And he like, I don't know why y'all mad at me. I'm getting y'all late tonight. Fuck y'all not. No, fuck you ain't.
I mean, listen, man, he does. Look, there's three people in the music business that be dirty macking like a motherfucker. It's LL Cool J, Usher, and Keith Sweat. Everybody knows that.
Nah, see Breezy. See Breezy.
Chris Brown don't be Freddie Mac like that.
You want to bet? Oh, you have one backstage. You have one backstage on his concert. The meet and greets? Oh, my God. I see married women go crazy over that dude. I'm just like,
wow. Oh, my God.
I'm like,
who fault is that?
I'm looking at these women like, bro.
It's the whole show.
That's the women's fault, bro. Like, don't bring your girl to a meet. If you want to go to a meet, please, don't buy tickets for them.
Don't buy tickets for them.
Like,
why can't we go to the meet and greet? No.
Don't risk $1,000 just to get in my ass. Bitch, you married? Go home and get your ass for free.
Oh my gosh. Y'all hilarious, dude.
Alright, I'm trolling. I'm about to, my DM about to go on. Oh, if I'm a whore now? Yeah, pretty much.
You're a whore now? Yeah, you are.
Usher done ruined Kiki Palmer's relationship. Usher done ruined his own relationship with Chili. Listen, man.
I don't blame Usher for the Chili situation, man.
My man was diving in face first, man. He's out of shooting clothes up and everything, right?
He was moving mountains.
He's getting all his clothes caught up. he's out here making people get full fashion.
Y'all don't believe
my man had all the hoes going nice and slow on a Saturday night.
At 7 o'clock on the dot.
In my drop.
He was led. Hey, yo, he was led to bird. He was led to bird.
Allegedly. We might get canceled. Allegedly. I swear, we may get
He did it his way. Oh shit.
He was telling all these niggas, you can't satisfy her needs, so she runs and comes to see you with my way.
Hey, you don't got to call him. It's okay. He gonna be all right tonight.
He tried to warn y'all. Hey, but nah. You know, if I was really looking, I thought they was gonna have R. Kelly on the screen somewhere doing a duet with him.
Oh my God.
That was the same girl. And then he brings T-Pain off of the remix. No, you heard the remix.
What the fuck?
Julian Edelman, Dr. Rasheed Rice. Chris Jones turned into motherfucking, I don't know, Richard Seaborg. And then Trent McDuffie and LeJarius Sneed want to be Ty Law and Asante Samuel Revis. And then I'm not going to call Andy Reid Bill Belichick because Andy Reid is a better, I'm not going to say better. He has more personality than Bill Belichick. The 49ers, man. A punt hit a gunner's leg, and they called that muck on Ray Ray Raquel. That was not his fault. It hit the gunner's leg. It hit DB leg.
Oh, really? No way.
Shut up. Drake Greenlaw turned his Achilles one when he was about to dump ball into the field. And you know what's the crazy thing about it? Chase Young and Nick Bosa had their best game of the season. Chase Young and Nick Bosa had their best game of the season. They was getting after Mahomes. Mahomes was uncomfortable in the pocket the whole first half. He didn't do shit in the first half. And then the second half happened, and he decided to get the ball out quick and use his legs and whatnot. But McCaffrey was telling it, but the Chiefs was finding ways to stop him. And I'm not blaming Brock. I'm not going to blame Brock Purdy on this.
I'm not blaming Brock Purdy
because Brock Purdy didn't turn the ball over. He didn't put his team in a terrible position to lose the game. Brock Purdy led his team to 3 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter and overtime. And it was on the defense to find a way to stop him. And he couldn't do it. Dre Greenlaw's injury killed the 49ers in the long run, during the game. Because Greenlaw was the one that was going to guard Travis Kelce. I can't believe the Chiefs are a fucking dynasty. They are a dynasty. But I do not want to see it repeat. I'm gonna say this right now. Ain't no way in hell they're gonna repeat anyway. They're not gonna repeat.
No, they're not, nigga. No. I'm gonna let y'all go now. But once y'all finish, then I'll give y'all my reasons why they not leaving. But y'all go ahead.
All right. So on the sideline, on the field, the locker room maybe. Debo Samuel was probably saying, "Hesitation no longer comes by." Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I got locked up, you won't let me out. Somebody got locked up. 11 targets. Let's talk about this. Deebo Samuel had so much to say all year long. Oh, Michael Parsons, why are you talking? We blew y'all out. Blah, 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 blah. We broke this. We blah, 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 blah. did all that, and then what at the Super Bowl? Got locked up, locked up, locked up. What did y'all say now, Debo? I said in the show last week, you can go back and look it up. They need Debo Samuel to go off if they want to win this game. They need Chris McCaffrey, and they need Debo Samuel to go off. Debo Samuel did not go off. He did not go off. He did not go off. Now, and I also say this, you can go look this up. If they want to win this game, they also need to prevent Travis Kelce from going off. Because once he gets going, it's game over. In the first half, what happened? One catch for 1 yard. He had the yelling up, and Andy Reid did, my girl watching the game, man, you didn't care for. And what happened in the second half? Travis Kelce had 8 seconds for 93 yards. And what happened when Travis Kelce started to get going? They won the game. Sometimes I hate being right. Because a part of me didn't want San Diego to win. But come on, we all do win the game. It was inevitable. Once Travis Kelce got going, I knew they were going to lose the game. I didn't want them to lose, but I'm so happy they did. Because George Kittle didn't have shit to say. Debo Samuel didn't have shit to say. Brandon Ayuk didn't have shit to say. Quick after we run out the car.
What can I say?
So what's all this shit talking now, y'all? Y'all see what y'all want. I already know what y'all want to say. Oh, they blew out Dallas. Okay, cool. Cool, you can say that. They blew out Dallas. But once again, San Francisco went home with no Super Bowl. Now let's get to why San Francisco lost. San Francisco lost because of what I've been saying all season long. Their secondary is suspect. And I was proven right once again. The secondary blew it. They didn't whistle. They blew it. It wasn't Brock Purdy's fault. It wasn't the line's fault. It wasn't because Fred Warner went off. It ain't the linebacker's fault. You blame your DB and your safety. And it's okay. Because they went up against that Mahomes. We all know that Mahomes is known for slicing and dicing.
Yeah, once they kicked that field goal in overtime, I knew it was game over. I knew it. I was like, oh, they're about to go out in the field and score this. It's game over. Once they kicked that field goal, I said, this Kansas City Chiefs about to be Super Bowl 58 champions. And they might, and I hate to say it to you, Dio, they might three-peat. They might pull a Michael Jordan three-peat. They might.
No, I don't want to hear that.
It wasn't nobody's fault but San Francisco's secondary. I will give Brock Purdy his credit. He played a hell of a game. He played a hell of a game. The Kansas City defense is Steve Spagnuolo. And won 3 different Super Bowls because of the defense he put down.
Fuck Steve Spagnuolo.
I know, it's okay. Just shake it. It's okay. Shake it off. Because I hate.
Oh, Jesus.
Players gonna play.
Oh, shit. My gosh.
It's okay, Dio.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, Dio. Because all last week, did y'all know? No, Dio, did you know Do you know?
He was digging in you, bro. I bet
you know now, and I'm not even gonna get on you. I'm not even gonna get on Yuki because you know what? I'm not gonna get on you. It's okay. He's a San Francisco fan. I get it. Cool. Should've, could've, would've. They should have won this game. They didn't. They didn't make the plays when it mattered. It's okay. I give Brock Purdy his credit. Brock Purdy played a hell of a game. I give him his credit. Brock Purdy played very well. He just did not play Patrick Mahomes, and it's okay. It's a very tall order to outplay the best quarterback in football. It's hard for your precious MVP, Lamar Jackson, to outplay Patrick Mahomes. It happens.
You will leave Lamar Jackson alone. You will leave Lamar Jackson
alone. Oh, my God. You sound like Shannon Sharp and LeBron James right now. It's okay. It's okay, Dyke.
Leave Lamar alone.
Oh, my God. You know what? When I get married, I hope my wife...
Shut the hell up. Tone, just get what you have to say.
I hope my wife defends me like you defend me, motherfuckers, on this show. I hope my wife defends me like y'all defend me.
Seth, a guy who defends the Dak Prescott 50% of the time.
No, I don't. I speak facts.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm the main one on this show saying, I don't think Dak Prescott is that dude yet. I said that countless times on this show. So don't you do that. I speak fast.
Y'all hilarious. Also, I'm going to just say this, man. Shout out to the Chiefs. The nigga did it again. Unfortunately for Dio. Sorry, bro. But I will say this, though. San Fran had a whole half of a quarter to put them niggas away. And they failed. They had chances after chances to finish these fools off. And they did not do so. So for your ineptitude, San Francisco 49ers, we have to bash into the shadow run. We'll see you in 2024. That is all.
Okay, so before we get out of here,
that's why they can't free.
Right, Dial. Hold on. We have to back the battle around first before Dial speaks this bullshit. I'm doing it because I'm sticking to it.
I know.
I gave your team that credit. They played a hell of a game. But San Francisco, for your failure to once again come up short in the Super Bowl, for your failure to not shake it off. For y'all failure to keep Patrick Mahomes out of the end zone when it really mattered in overtime. For your failure to score a touchdown in overtime to put these Bammers away and be Super Bowl champions. For your failure to stop Travis Kelce from going for 8 catches for 92 yards in the second half. For your failure. Just because y'all failed. Your energy. Come on, dog. I need your energy. Give me Debo Samuel, give me your energy. George Kittle. George Kittle, your Panama looking ass. I love you, Brock Purdy. But give me your energy. Now, Shanahan, this was not your fault, but give me your energy.
It wasn't your fault, but give me your energy.
What's the difference? What's the name for the Niners? What's his name? Will, whatever your name is, Mike McDonald, whatever your name is, give me your energy. Give me your energy. Kansas City. Kansas City. Y'all won. So get everybody on there. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. What's the Isaiah Pacheco. Give me your energy.
Oh my gosh.
Give me your energy. Because I'm so sick of hearing about the damn Niners. Give me y'all energy. Cowboy Nation, this one's for y'all. Give me y'all energy.
So give me y'all energy, bro.
Yuki, no offense, man. It's all love, but give me your energy. Give me your energy. Taylor Swift, don't take it off just yet. Give me your energy. Usher, Alicia Keys, everybody today that came on stage. Get
oh my God. Oh shit.
Y'all have officially been banned to the Shadow Realm. I don't want to hear shit out y'all mouth until next season. Okay, Dio.
Alright, so Super Bowl 59 is in New Orleans next year. I better not see the Kansas City Chiefs back there next year.
Damn.
So
that's too bad.
These six quarterbacks in the AFC, you better get the job done next year, next season. Get the job done. These six quarterbacks, you better get it done. Coleridge. You may, I don't know if you're going to be the favorites in your damn division. You may have to deal with Panama and Anthony Richardson, but Coleridge, you're on the clock. You're on the clock, Coleridge.
Man, say he's on the clock, though.
He's on the clock. Deshaun. No more. I'm not giving you no more excuses than next year, bro. You gotta finish it. You gotta finish it out. You're on the clock.
Man, say you're on the clock, nigga. You're on the clock, nigga.
Joe Burrow, you on the clock. You better stay healthy for a full training camp. You are on the clock. Josh Allen, you are on the clock. You are on the clock to get it done. No more excuses. I'm not giving no more excuses, but you got to get it done. You don't be surprised when I say this name, but you'll get where I'm coming from when I say this. Eight in New York. Rodgers. You gotta get it done. Last year you tore your Achilles. This year you got a full off season. You don't gotta worry about none of this. You have a full offseason to just get your offensive line and give you weapons, and you got that defense. You gotta get it done.
Lamar, get it done. Mr. MVP, get it done.
Dialing, you don't shut the.
Lamar. You guys better get to New Orleans. You better get to New Orleans.
If you want to get the new ball throw the triple coverage again.
You better get to New Orleans, Lamar. You better get to New Orleans. I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you.
Yes, he is counting on you. Your number one fan is counting on you. Yes.
I'm not gonna say Houston because I think they're like a couple years away, but the Browns, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Bills. All y'all motherfuckers better beat the Chiefs next year if y'all play them in the playoffs. No excuses, bro. Get it done. Cleveland, Cincinnati, New York, and Buffalo, get it done. And whatever surprise team that's coming, that's going to come. I don't trust the Dolphins, so I'm not. That's why they put them in there. But I'm not putting Pittsburgh in it either. So Buffalo, the Jets, the Browns, and the Bengals, and the Ravens, get it done. Beat Kansas City. Get them out of here. And in the NFC. It's Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit, and Philly. Green Bay, San Francisco, Detroit, and Philly.
Wow. We're going to leave Dallas out of this?
Nigga. I'm done. I'm not listening to nothing when it comes to the Cowboys. Until y'all motherfuckers get to the NFC Championship game, y'all not in no conversation. Crawl before you walk. Crawl before you walk.
Did Philly go to the NFC Championship game this year?
Philly has been to more NFC Championship games than Super Bowl than y'all. What have y'all done in the last 30 years?
Wow. What has San Francisco done
in the
last 30 years? Did they win Super Bowl last
30 years? At least they got there.
When did they win?
They got there.
Ask the question. Did they win? Could they win? Could they be the next Buffalo Bills?
It's 0-2, Jack. From D-Law. I don't see it from everybody else on that damn team. Y'all team is full of betas. Y'all don't have alphas.
Woo!
Y'all got a bunch of betas. Y'all don't got alphas.
You're right. We probably don't. Let me ask you a question. Did you see 4 or 5 dudes giving a bear hug to Nick Bosa or Chase Young the other night? I saw the mic.
You said what?
Did you see about three dudes?
I saw a lot of holding in the Super Bowl, bro. They was getting held.
That's not what I say. Did you see 3 or 4 dudes focusing on Nick Bosa that night game? I saw it on Michael. Did y'all see it on Nick Bosa? Did y'all see it on Chase Young? No.
Bosa was getting held majority of the game, bro. He was getting held. I told you, Bosa was going to whip these tackles, and he did it. He was the best player on the goddamn field on the 49ers defense. Him and Warner. And I seen it. I called it. I said Bosa was going to be the reason.
Yeah, you're right. Nick was the best player on the field. You're right. He was all over Patrick Mahomes the majority of the game. Yeah, he was getting held. That's, I give you that. But answer this question. Did he win? No. So, I'm going to say this again. I need you to keep that same energy that you and all these other biased-ass analysts on TV give guys. And I can keep saying it until y'all give San Francisco or Detroit or anybody else. I need y'all to give that same energy.
Let me break this down. Until you guys get to the NFC Championship game, ain't nobody gonna give you the same energy to them like they do the Cowboys. You know why? Because you're America's team. They sent us up here. Y'all have not reached our potential. For the last three years, y'all been either 1 and done or 2 and done. Get to the NFC Championship game like San Francisco has, like Green Bay has, like Philly has, and like Detroit has. That's it. That's all I'm asking for the Cowboys and you. Get to the NFC Championship game. At least get to the NFC Championship game before we even say Super Bowl. Even Tone, you know this. You know this.
You gotta get there, bro. Because you can't be Super Bowl while always a conference championship. You gotta get there. Since the last time Dallas has been to an NFC championship game, everyone in the division except for Washington has been back. More than half the conference has been back to an NFC championship game for the half of them. It's fair, man. But it's a fair assessment. Dallas can do it. They just have to do it. They gotta get it done. They have the potential. They just gotta do it. That's it. They just have to do it.
And I agree. So when you say everybody, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, whoever the hell else you see, I sound like Jimmy Shaw when I say this, but you better mention Dak. Because even though he was giving up 40 points or 50 points, whatever you want to call it, Dak was still playing his heart out. And I agree with a lot of people. Dak has not proven himself yet. But he has more heart on that team than anybody I've ever seen on that squad in the last 30 years. And yes, including Tony Romo.
I mean, I literally say the team's full of betas. The only alpha on the team is Dak.
But you just mentioned Philly in that conversation, and they didn't even make the championship game.
But Philly got to the Super Bowl last year.
They had the easiest fucking road to the Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life.
It doesn't take away the fact that they got there. They got there.
Yes, it does. Who was their quarterback last year in the playoffs? After about 40 got hurt. Christian McCaffrey. A running back. Really? If Philly lost that game to Christian McCaffrey as a quarterback, I don't want
so disrespectful.
Come on,
you
man.
Know, hey, Tony, let me debunk this situation. You know who could have gotten to play Philly in the NFC Championship game if they did beat San Francisco? It was your team. And what happened?
What?
I did. So I don't want to hear nothing, bro. Y'all had a shot. No. Y'all had a shot to get to the NFC Championship game to play Philly. And you can't get the job done. You always saying, what about this team? What about this team? What about this team? No, bro. Your team has chances after chances, opportunity after opportunity to get to the divisional round or even get to the NFC Championship game. The y'all failed in spectacular and tragic fashion. Get next year, I don't want to hear no. If you win the division, that's cool, that's fine. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, it's Tennessee Championship game or bust. No, it's not Super Bowl or bust. It's Tennessee Championship game or bust. Detroit is Super Bowl or bust. San Francisco is win the Super Bowl or bust. Green Bay is Super Bowl or bust. And Philadelphia, as much as you don't want to, as much as you want to hate it, it's Super Bowl or bust. Tony, am I right?
I would say definitely Philadelphia. I agree with all of Philadelphia. Only because I think they about to go through some turmoil, and I think they about to break that team apart. I really believe that wholeheartedly.
How about this one? Take away Philadelphia, what other team do you see? I don't see the Rams. Maybe the Rams.
I agree the rest of them. I said I don't agree with Philadelphia. That's right.
I don't agree with the Green Bay thing. Green Bay is NFC Championship for us. That's right there. Because you gotta admit, they're still a young team.
But see, here's the thing. You can say they're super young, but those first and second year players are about to be second and third year players. So now they got the playoff experience, and Jordan Love has proven he can be a top 15 quarterback. He can take that next leap like Aaron Rodgers did in his second year, fully starting to be an elite quarterback. You can see it.
Good point. I can't refute. Don't argue with that one.
But the AFC is Cleveland, it's Cincinnati, it's Baltimore, it's the Bills and the Jets. Those five teams better beat Kansas City. Those are five teams. Hell, you can add the Raiders if they get a damn quarterback, or the Chargers and the Chargers consider they get a Harbaugh. So,
what Philly got going on right now, I don't see them making it far. Kellen Moore's their OC now. I'm being dead ass serious. I'm not even joking when I say this. I don't see them going home with Kellen Moore's their OC.
She said that shit over it.
Let's be real. And I agree with Tom. It's about to be turmoil in Philly. Why? Because AJ Brown has already said he's pissed with the organization. I don't think anybody's happy playing in Philly right now. I don't even think Hassan Reddick, even though he said I don't want to be traded, I don't want to be in Philly. I don't even believe that. Because you gotta admit. Everybody in this field, they lost six straight games and went to Tampa Bay and lost to Baker Mayfield. Got blew up by Baker Mayfield. Who people did not even believe would be in the playoffs. They really got AJ Brown ain't happy there. I saw Reddick ain't happy being there. I don't think Fletcher Cox is happy being there. I don't see them making much noise. It's going to be Dallas or Philly.
Clippers are in the division.
I mean, in the division. You're right. My bad. In the division. But I don't see them. Even if they make the playoffs, I see them losing. I see them being one and done again. Now, I will give Dallas a little bit of hope because Mike Zimmer, they just hired Mike Zimmer. And Mike Zimmer has a good history with defense. He's gonna bring in some Kurt. He's gonna bring in Heat and Kurt. My only concern with Dallas is stopping the run. That's it. That's my only concern with defense. Stopping the run. If they stop the run, Dallas gonna make moves next year.
Look, it's the NFC Championship game for best for me when it comes to the Cowboys. Call before you walk. That's it.
That's it. Don't hit no more. That's it.
It's just call before you walk. Because we can't say you're Super Bowl favorites if you haven't reached the NFC Championship game. Get to that. Get to that stage first, and then we can talk about Super Bowl.
Man, look, Philly played so bad, man. They start New York and Brazil next year. Damn. Philly played that bad, and they got to go to Brazil for week one? Like, they don't want them in America.
First of all, ain't nothing wrong playing your first game in Brazil. Just Brazil.
They not even going to be in America. They played so bad, they got to go to Brazil for week one. That's crazy.
I'd rather start my season in Brazil than Philadelphia.
Can you blame them? Philly fans going to be pissed.
That's all right. They can hop their asses to Brazil and go watch them play. They got until September, because they play that Friday. They play on a Friday, so.
They don't get to play on Sunday. They got until September 6th, because that's when their first game.
They got until September 6th to get the damn tickets. And fly their asses down to Brazil to go play. So let me go fly to Brazil. From Philadelphia to Brazil is what? Like a good 4 or 5 hour flight?
They got a good 4 or 5 hours to think about what they did this year.
Four, five, six, 7 hour flight?
Let me stop. I'm just saying. Well, that does it for the DDT Football Podcast for the remainder of this football season. We will see y'all here whenever Dion and John decide to start back up again.
We'll be back in March. Yeah, we'll be back in March for free agency, and then we'll do the draft, and then we'll do the damn. We're not doing the draft. We'll do the damn schedule, and then we'll do the damn quarterbacks, and then we'll be back at it again. And then, by the way, Brock Purdy, top 5 NFC quarterback. Don't fight me if you disagree.
Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for turning up with us this season. We greatly appreciate it. Next season, we'll be back better than ever. I will have some actual equipment to actually do the show. And forewarning, since these put me backstage whenever I was speaking back, y'all might randomly see me put them backstage before they even talk, just because I want to be petty. Hey, John, what you think about this game? Backstage, shut up, I don't care. Dad, what do you think? Oh, no, I don't care, backstage, I don't care. Hey, Elijah,
Yeah, we'll catch you on March. We got
all my mama.
All my mama.